We have to go in for lunch now, Truffle, said Jasmine, scratching her pet pig behind the ears. We'll come and see you again this afternoon. The huge sow gave a contented grunt and lay down under an apple tree. It was hard to believe it now, but Truffle had been a tiny little runt when Jasmine had found her. Jasmine and her best friend Tom were planning to run an animal rescue centre when they grew up, and Truffle had been their first rescue animal. In the farmhouse mudroom, Jasmine's cats, Toffee and Marmite, lay curled up in their bed on the work surface. Her collie, Skye, was sleeping on his bed on the floor.
Look at him, said Jasmine. That training session tired him out.
Jasmine had found Skye last summer, abandoned and starving. He was a year old now, and Jasmine was training him as a sheepdog.
We'll be able to give him lots of training now that it's vacation, said Tom.
Is that you, Jazz? Called her mom from the kitchen. Wash your hands and come in for lunch.
Coming, called Jasmine.
The rest of her family was already sitting around the kitchen table. 16-year-old Ella had a book propped open in front of her, as usual. Manu, who was six, was wriggling in his chair and chomping noisily on a sandwich, scattering crumbs all around him. Jasmine handed Tom a bread roll and took one herself. She reached across the table for the cheese.
Is there any dessert? Asked Manu.
There's fruit in the bowl, said Mom.
Didn't you do baking at school yesterday? Asked Dad. I thought you said you were making cookies.
That's right, you did, said Mom. Is an Easter present for your family? Are they still in your book bag?
Manu looked sheepish.
Oh, yes, he said. I'll get them.
He walked over to the pegs on the wall. From his book bag, he produced a clear plastic box.
It contained one small cookie.
Is that it? Asked Dad. You made one cookie?
Yes, said Manu, studiously avoiding all eye contact.
Really? Said Mom. You spent all afternoon making one cookie.
Yes.
Everyone's eyes were fixed on Manu as he looked down at the table. After a few seconds, he glanced up at his family. Then he looked down again.
I might have made more than one, he said.
Oh? Said Dad. What happened to the others?
They fell on the floor.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Said Dad. Would that have been the floor of your stomach?
Mom tried not to laugh.
I guess you've already had your dessert then, she said.
Have some fruit if you're still hungry.
Should Tom and I check the sheep after lunch? Asked Jasmine.
That'll be great, said Dad. Then Mom and I can get on with the tuberculosis testing. Jasmine's dad was a farmer and her mom was a vet.
That afternoon, they were going to be testing the cows for TB. All the cows had to be tested every year to stop the disease from spreading.
Ben's mom is picking you up at 2 o'clock, Mom said to Manu. Ella, can you make sure he's ready, please? Ella, deep in her book, didn't respond. Mom repeated the request.
What?
Said Ella vaguely. Mom sighed. Manu, go and get your swimming things now, will you? Then you'll be ready to go when Ben gets here. Ben was Manu's best friend. Like Tom, he spent as much time at the farm as he could. But because Mom and Dad were working this afternoon, Ben's mom was taking them both swimming. Dad was reading an article in Farmers Weekly.
There's a lot of sheep rustling going on at the moment, he said. This poor farmer in Yorkshire had his whole flock taken.
How can anyone steal a whole flock of sheep? Asked Manu.
Well-trained dogs in a big truck, said Dad.
Will they take our sheep?
Dad shook his head.
This is all hundreds of miles away.
Come on, Tom, said Jasmine, stuffing the last of her roll into her mouth. Let's go and see the lambs.
Lambing season was Jasmine's favourite time of year at Oak Tree Farm, and the lambing barn was her favourite place. And now, she thought happily, she had 2 whole weeks with no school and new lambs being born every day. They could hear the lambs long before they saw them. Their high-pitched bleats and their mother's low answering calls could be heard all across the farmyard.
To a stranger, they might all sound the same, but every one of those lambs could recognise its mother's call amongst the baaing of 100 other ewes, and every ewe could tell the cry of her own lamb.